My name's Ian Dayborn, and I present a Saturday morning programme on Cambridge 105 Radio. But during 2020, I got the opportunity to present breakfast between Christmas and New Year. And I thought to myself, well, it's been quite a year, and I'd like to gather together a group of people who have contributed to some of my programmes, some of them listeners, to find out what their perspective on 2020 had been, and also to see what they saw ahead for 2021, a collection of reflections. So I got people from all sorts of different backgrounds and all sorts of jobs together, and they shared their thoughts with me. And the first person that agreed to take part, and who I was lucky enough to chat to, was a Salvation Army major from Cambridge. Her name, Leanne Cordner.
It has been a year of grief, because from a church leader's point of view, it's, you know, all of a sudden, almost our ministry was nearly, it felt, taken away from us. However, that actually didn't happen because we had to reinvent and be creative with how we did ministry. So while it has been, yes, there's grief and there is stress and exhaustion, but it has been a year of amazing opportunity for us at the Salvation Army in our service to the community, in our online meetings, and in just being able to do things really differently, having to think outside the box. So that 2020 will be a year of different emotions, I think, for me anyway. I think 2021 will be a real year of opportunity. We've just moved out of our building, and we have the excitement of the builders coming on site in January to refurb our building, and to the fact that we are looking at new ways of doing ministry and be involved in our community in a different way and working with so many people we've never worked with before. That's great. So we hope that would be my hope, that would extend, and that it will be, that we'll come out of the pandemic with a lot of hope and excitement for what this year will bring.
Major Leanne Cordner from the Salvation Army here in Cambridge. Somebody else that I spoke to is a retired orthopaedic surgeon. His name is Daniel Rajan. He used to work at Hinchingbrook Hospital, spends a lot of time now performing surgery at the Nuffield. But when he's not working as a surgeon, he actually loves running. He's run all over the world. He's run marathons for charity. So what was 2020 to Daniel?
I had to disconnect from the norms and chores, which I've sort of got used to in terms of work, in terms of recreation, in times of friends, in all aspects, all facets of my life, I had to disconnect. And also it meant that you began to ramify into other things in 2020. You began to spend more time with the family. Of course, I enjoyed my family throughout my life, but you know, you began to spend more time, and there's more free time, and therefore you can do more at home. That's one thing. And I think for me personally, as a runner, even during the first lockdown, you were allowed to go for minimum half an hour a day. So over this year, I've done a lot of running. And I was just checking my stats in my app. I've done so far 2,400 kilometers this year alone. So a lot of running. And also I find that the connections with friends who are not local have in fact increased. There's more time for overseas friends whom I would have normally not have connected that much. But with lockdown and not being able to go out as often as we do, the Zoom talk has increased, and I'm talking to people overseas, and they have the time, I have the time. So a lot of good has happened, albeit it's been a time of gloom, and tragically, a lot of people had to bear the brunt of it in a very tragic manner. So 2020 has been an absolutely a new experience. No flying, not much of touring. It's all local, and sort of enjoyed the lovely countryside of Cambridgeshire. I never knew that we had such a lovely countryside, although I've been living here since 1997. So lots of new things, good things have happened in spite of the tragedies others have faced. In 2021, let me put it in simple terms. I'm looking forward to just going out and having an occasional meal with friends. I'm looking out to going out for a concert or just experiencing the airport bus, just experiencing the normal stuff we do in shopping malls, not having to keep the distance and wear a mask. I'm hoping that things will at least return back to normalcy as much as possible, albeit let me draw a line and start saying that albeit I'm equally worried that we will lull ourselves into a complacency.
Daniel Rajan, consultant orthopedic surgeon from the Nuffield. And who would have thought somebody would say that they long for a trip on an airport bus? But as we work through our reflections, that's a common theme, the fact that people want the simple things back. What about if you make your living as a travel writer and broadcaster? How has 2020 been for you? Sarah Woods came to tell me.
Well, it's been mixed, if I'm 100% honest. I mean, as a travel writer, travel author, you know, my life has been about travel, and that has been both planned travel, but also I've had the enjoyed the freedom and the liberty of zigzagging the world, each different direction, on a whim. And I will never, ever take that for granted again, because having my wings clipped this year and not being able to enjoy the level of discovery and those kind of seductive levels of interaction with, you know, new cultures, new foods, those things that challenge and excite you, all of those things that come from travel and at the very heart of why we journey abroad, to have those taken away when we've been so used, and certainly I've been so used as a British passport holder, to kind of wave my passport and be welcomed in every corner of the globe. To not be able to do that this year has been a struggle. Thank goodness that I live in Cambridgeshire, to be honest, because the sheer diversity of the landscapes here and the accessibility that we have to exciting outside spaces. You know, we've got urban nature reserves, we've got loads of open countryside, we've got pasture, we've got meadows, we've got raw, wild, untangled, countryside areas. We've got canals, we've got lakes, we've got rivers, we've got wetlands, we've got the washes. And I made the most of these this year because they, in some way, gave me that kind of level of exploration and discovery that I needed. You know, I needed to get out there and find something new. And this year, with me and my daughter, we saw owls, we saw evidence of otters, didn't actually see any themselves, but my goodness, we came close. We saw seals. We saw most amazing carpets of wildflowers. And in a time when, you know, isolation and loneliness have been kind of buzzwords, we met new people. Okay, we shouted across a field to people, or we were walking our dog and we waved to people. But actually, we managed to cope with the restrictions and the constraints of these lockdowns. When I get the opportunity to travel again, my goodness, I'm going to be thankful. 2021... I feel, is shaping up to be a positive year. I think what we hope to have fairly early on is some good, solid and encouraging news about the rollout of the vaccine. And I think this will, you know, be a really robust signal to the world that, you know, we can start to fully resume a normal life in time, carefully, steadily, and with proper measures in place, but that we can travel again. We can see the people that we've not seen for the best part of a year. We can enjoy the simple pleasures. I cannot wait to start hugging again because I'm a really huggy, tactile person.
Travel writer and broadcaster Sarah Woods looking forward to giving you a hug. Somebody else that I spoke to get their reflections on 2020 and what they saw ahead for 2021 is a mum. Her name's Michelle Davey, and along with her friend Christelle, they present a podcast all about autism. It's called Let's Talk Autism, and she's the first of a couple of podcasters that I encountered when gathering these reflections. So for Michelle, what does she think about this last year or so?
So the year 2020, the year of doom, would you agree? Or do you feel like this has been a productive year for us?
You know what? It has been, I know for many, that year of doom. Like, whoever imagined that this is what 2020 will be like, that 9-10 months of the year we've been in our houses. But for me, it has been a productive year. And I think it's been a year of reflecting and just being grateful for what I have. I think I didn't concentrate too much on the fact that, oh my God, we're not allowed out of the house, we're not allowed out of the house, we have to stay indoors, blah, blah, blah. I just kind of sat back and thought, you know what, my family's still here, I'm still here, there's still a lot I can do from inside the house. And really, it just kind of made me focus on the things that I always moan that I really want to do, but I cannot do. So I know it has been like a traumatic year, it has been, but I think a lot of good still has come out of it.
I think this year's been a year. Obviously, there has been its down points and some people have had really lonely experiences. But actually, I've actually felt more connected to people than I have done since I moved up here to Cambridgeshire into the countryside from London, because all of a sudden I've sort of got in touch with my old friends. From me and you starting our podcast, we're 6 months in now, Let's Talk Autism podcast. Me and you have really connected with some old school friends, haven't we? And we've just had a great time.
Yeah, that's very true. I think like the podcast especially, it's not something that at the beginning of the year, it wasn't even in my head.
No.
That we would have this podcast. And then I remember, obviously, I got the diagnosis for, you know, my son having autism, and you and me were reconnecting, and, you know, I was coming to you for kind of like a lot of advice to do with autism. And then, you know, on a drunken night, not my drunken night, by the way, but
that
someone was a little bit tipsy and sent me a voice note, "I've had a great idea, yeah." And for me, I think it was just confirmation, because I remember I did want to do, my husband has always been encouraging me, I think you should do a podcast, because, you know, before I was doing the blogging. But it's just something I just didn't really want to do by myself. But then you came along and I was like, yeah, this is definitely meant to be. So, you know, literally.
And what
just
was the
it.
Yeah, and what was the main thing that the teachers all said to us at school? It was, stop talking. So we're coming into 2021. Me and Christelle are striving. And if you're listening, Phil and Holly, we want to be, once it's all okay and we're allowed in the studio, God, we don't want to do it on Zoom call. We want to sit.
Oh, no Zoom.
We want to sit
on the sofa.
On the sofa. Yeah, we want to sit on the This Morning sofa talking about our podcast with Phil and Holly, or new presenters Alison and Dermot. That'd be fine with us too.
Michelle and Christelle talking about their podcast. The podcast is called Let's Talk Autism. And do you know something? I think Phil and Holly, they could be in trouble. Somebody else that I spoke to is a Cambridge-based GP. Her name is Rachel Morris, Dr. Rachel Morris, and she's a podcaster too. Her podcast is called You Are Not a Frog, and she's doing rather well with it. So when I caught up with her, I wanted to get her take on what 2020 meant to her and what she saw ahead in 2021.
2020 has been a bit of a roller coaster of a year. It started well. I had lots of training work on. I was supposed to be doing lots of travelling and running courses all over the country. But then the coronavirus, we started to hear about this virus that was hitting Italy really badly. And we knew it was coming, and that was really quite scary. And then, of course, lockdown happened. And I remember feeling very, very worried, very anxious, and really sad for my children who were busy going to school, who suddenly couldn't see their friends and couldn't do any of their clubs and the things that they would normally do. And being a GP, I was looking at my colleagues who were, a lot of whom were working on the front line, a lot of whom became ill themselves in that first wave before they got PPE and started to be able to protect themselves. I'm wondering, how bad is this going to be? Well, as lockdown continued, we realised it would sort of set in for a while. A lot of my training work initially just cancelled, but I found myself doing a lot of sort of wellbeing, almost troubleshooting and coaching with organisations, and doing a series of podcasts really on how to manage our own stress and anxiety through the crisis. So I was really pleased that I was able to help, albeit from in front of a computer and virtually. But during lockdown, I realised that a lot of what I thought was really important to me in life wasn't that important, and that things I had just overlooked were the things that really gave me happiness, like the ability to play tennis with a group of friends, like just being able to sit and chat, like spending time with my family and making sure I was getting out into nature and staying fit, or even just sitting reading a book. All these things I realised I really enjoyed. And during the crisis, I came across this quote from Adam Fraser, who has written a book called Strive, and it really struck me. And he released this quote on LinkedIn right at the beginning of the first wave, so in the first lockdown. And he said, "What I'm observing currently is that people are fighting for and grieving a life that made them freaking miserable. So during this crisis, don't just pivot, rather take the time to evolve the way you're living your life in a more meaningful and connected way." So I've really taken that to heart and thought about, am I grieving a life pre-lockdown, pre-coronavirus that actually was quite hectic, that didn't give me the space and the time that I needed to live my best life? For 2021, my hopes are that I can take some of the lessons that I've learned during lockdown about how I live and how I thrive and how my family thrives, and we keep that going. So as we come out of lockdown, as the vaccines start to work and as we start to get back to normal, I really hope that we will continue with the lessons that we've learned all about the fact that happiness is not about material possessions. It's not about how busy we are, and it's not about all the different things we're doing. It's about relationships and it's about connection. And I really hope in 2021, I'm able to see my clients face-to-face and run face-to-face training courses and connect much more with my friends who I've really missed seeing.
Dr. Rachel Morris talking about her year and what she sees ahead for my reflection series for Cambridge 105 Radio. And if you want to catch Rachel's podcast, and it's very good, I have to say, it's called You Are Not a Frog. And interesting that another of our contributors who talks about longing for the simple things, that's the common theme, isn't it? Maybe the good that will come out of this awful period we've been through is an appreciation of the simple things in life. My final reflection is, I think, probably the most poignant of those I collected. It comes from a friend of mine. He's a Cambridge born and bred freelance photographer. His name's Phil Minot. He loves his cycling. He loves to present radio programmes. And my goodness me, what a year 2020 was for him.
My wife for 28 years sadly passed away in August. It was non-COVID related. For the last 8 years, Jane had been undergoing various treatments and major surgeries in a way to extend her life because of the cancer she inherited. It was genetic cancer. We were told from the beginning that it was a sinister type of cancer, and that the likelihood of surviving was almost, the odds are very, very narrow from the type of cancer my wife had. So it was all about extending the quality of life. So when Jane passed away with a brain hemorrhage, which was unfortunate because it was during a time of when everyone thought she was in remission from the cancer, it was sudden. One minute she was here, and then the next minute, literally a couple of hours, I was standing in Adam Brooks Hospital in intensive care, and the decisions had been made, and I was saying goodbye to my wife. And as you can hear now, it's still quite a hard thing to come to terms with. Having said that, I had had 8 years to prepare for it. So really, I guess with that happening this year, really everything else sort of gets put into context. I think really, for most of us, if we've managed to get through this year, and of course it's been very hard for all of us during lockdown and financially for a lot of people, including myself in that, because I run a small business, photographer, it's been tough as well. If we're the people who are still here at the end of this, then really we should be grateful for that. And maybe just think about those loved ones who have gone from COVID. And of course, one of the terrible things about the way this has all been managed, there's a lot of people who are missing out on no COVID related treatments, you know, and they need them. And as such, there will be more people die than necessarily from it. I mean, that's a fact. I think that's probably what I remember more about this year and COVID is the mismanagement of it all and how many opportunities were missed. The thing I have learnt this year, though, is that generally human beings are a wonderful species and we really do look after each other. We love each other and we care about each other. I've had love shown to me from all sorts of places, from people I've known for a long time and people who are just purely acquaintances. People have reached out, whether it be a plumber, whether it be someone you're chatting to in a bank, when they understand the situation involved around bereavement. Everybody, without an exception, have put their arms around me in a virtual way. And they have taken me from a very dark place to a very light place where I'm very lucky I am. You know, some relationships and friendships have gone as a result, as death done. But on the other hand, I have made some more, and more importantly, I have made one or two really deeper relationships, which will always remain very special to me. And I've met new people as a result of this year. Looking ahead to next year, I just want it to be normal. My late wife, Jane, loved normal. And I think as people, we underestimate normal, how much important it is to our life. We focus on the one-off things like holidays. We focus on cars. We focus on all the nice sort of trinkets, which we all like, and they all contribute thing. But you know, the normal things, walking down the road, you know, to post a letter maybe, and you just see life around you. That's normal. Having a cup of tea, doing the housework. Normal is important. So I hope next year, because of this year, we'll all learn how to celebrate normal.
Phil Minor, Cambridge-based freelance photographer. And fascinating, isn't it, that that theme of normality, the mundane things in life, that came through in all of those contributions. And I just asked two questions. What's 2020 been for you? And what do you see ahead for 2021? And yet all of those people, some of whom have never met, they all had that as a common theme between them. Fascinating. My name's Ian Dayborn. Those are my reflections for Cambridge 105 Radio.